Of all things, happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The family, a proclamation to the world. Test your LDS IQ. The Prophet Joseph Smith's family was being prepared for generations before he received the first vision and before he could lead the restored church in this dispensation. His immediate family was a continual support to him, and they loved each other very much. See how much you know about Joseph Smith's family. 1. How did Joseph's parents, Lucy Mack and Joseph Smith Sr., meet? A. Joseph came to work for Lucy's father in Sharon, Vermont. B. Lucy came to visit her brother in Tunbridge, Vermont, and met Joseph there. C. They grew up on neighboring farms in Massachusetts. The answer is B. Lucy came to visit her brother in Tunbridge, Vermont, and met Joseph there. 2. How many children did Joseph and Lucy have? A. 10. B. 11. C. 16. The correct answer is B. 11. 3. Where was the Prophet Joseph Smith born? A. Sharon, Vermont. B. West Lebanon, New Hampshire. C. Palmyra, New York. The answer is A. Sharon, Vermont. 4. Which of the Prophet's immediate family were witnesses of the gold plates? A. Joseph Smith Sr., Alvin Smith, and Hiram Smith. B. Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, Don Carlos Smith. C. Joseph Smith Sr., Hiram Smith, and Samuel Smith. The correct answer is C. Joseph Smith Sr., Hiram Smith, and Samuel Smith. 5. About which of his brothers did Joseph Smith Jr. say the following? He possesses the mildness of a lamb and the integrity of a Job, and in short, the meekness and humility of Christ. And I love him with that love that is stronger than death, for I never had occasion to rebuke him, nor he me. A. Alvin. B. Hiram. C. Samuel. The correct answer is B. Hiram. History of the Church, Volume 2, page 338. Leadership tip. You might not be in your class presidency or an officer at school, but chances are there's someone in your home who really looks up to you. Make it a goal to be a good example to your younger brothers or sisters. You can be an example of obedience, kindness, and the type of brotherly love the Savior would show if he were living in your home. A so-so Father's Day. The 36 young women in the Ocean Springs Ward, Gulfport, Mississippi stake, made Father's Day special for their dads and learned a new skill while they were at it. The young women chose material, cut out patterns, pinned and sewed for hours. Finally, each of their fathers had a handmade tie to wear to church on Father's Day. The girls also made extra ties for the bishopric, the young men presidency, and the ward's missionaries, who weren't lucky enough to have daughters in young women. Beauty all around. The family unit is forever, and you should do everything in your power to strengthen that unit. In your family, encourage family home evenings, and be an active participant. Encourage family prayer. Be on your knees with your family in that sacred circle. Do your part to develop real family unity and solidarity. Your most important friendships should be with your own brothers and sisters and with your father and mother. Love your family. Be loyal to them. Have a genuine concern for your brothers and sisters. Help keep your family strong and close and worthy of our Father in Heaven's blessings. As you do, you will receive faith and hope and strength, which will bless your lives forever. Ensign, November 1986, pages 81 and 82. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. Temple work. The youth of the Huntsville, Utah stake couldn't all go to the Nauvoo Temple for last year's dedication, so they decided to bring the temple to them. As part of their youth conference on temple work, and worthiness, the youth and their leaders built a replica of the Nauvoo, Illinois Temple. It was about one-fifth the size of the original Nauvoo Temple, and the youth worked on it in rotations between workshops, speakers, and activities. The youth and their leaders also completed more than 1,000 ordinances for the dead in the Ogden, Utah Temple. They learned how to saw wood and staple fabric, but more important, they learned how they could lay strong foundations for their testimonies of the temple and their worthiness to go there. End of All Things. Message on a Box.